Dr. C. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
So the way we're consuming media nowadays, you know, we're getting it from so many places. You know, you've got Netflix, Stan, not iTunes anymore, it seems. But, you know, there are quite a lot of different platforms. How have the ways we're consuming media, how is it changing now we've got so many sources?
Yeah, I guess it's interesting to note that we've only had Netflix in Australia for 4 years, and already there's been a massive change in the way that we consume video media, but also in regards to even other things like podcasting and music. So we're thinking about things like Spotify. So the idea by Apple is to remove iTunes and sort of break it apart, so to have separate applications, one for music, one for podcasts, and one for their video services. So Apple will be releasing a new video service later this year in the US, which is called Apple Plus, and so that's going to change some things around how we consume media, but also the way that Apple sort of move into that space as well.
And then you've also got Disney releasing their own streaming stuff. You've got HBO as well. I don't think you can get that here, though. Well, like iTunes, I think it's fair to say it's outdated now. It's been turned into three separate apps, as you're saying. And it also seems like Netflix is having its content broken apart as well from all these other platforms wanting a piece of the pie. How do you think how media platforms, do you think they're all going to be outdated? Are we going to see the end of Netflix eventually?
I don't think we're going to see the end of Netflix. We're just going to see some new players in the market. So there's been some research in the US lately, which has sort of asked the Americans about how they would consume or how many services they would consume in terms of video on demand. And the cutoff seems to be around 4.5. So that's how many they'll subscribe to, and that includes pay television. So in Australia, we're going to see something like that, but we just don't have as many services yet. But in saying that, if Apple's TV Plus and Disney Plus happen to also come in Australia, we're going to get very quickly a flooded video on demand market in Australia. And we don't have the population to sort of gauge that, where in America, obviously, they have a larger population. But we're thinking in terms of a global market, then that might be quite different. We might see some new global players coming into that space and allowing those services within Australia.
Well, 4.5 different streaming services, like just my two's too much sometimes for me. Are we going to be seeing more innovation to new players, or are we just going to see things fragment and become even worse?
I think we'll see more fragmentation, but we'll see new services, and I think we're going to see services that come with ads, because we're looking, when we're buying things now, we're consuming them in terms of, well, if we get Netflix and it's only $14, then that's much cheaper than pay television. But once you get up to about 3 or 4 services, you're paying the same amount. So therefore, you've got this aggregation. But if we start to see new services that provide it for free or at a lower cost and still allow you to consume that media, then we might see, you know, those sort of players come into the market, which is going back to a similar terms of free-to-air broadcast.
And do you think we're ever going to see one mega streaming service again like we had, you know, with iTunes or Netflix, or are we just going to be stuck with all these fragmented, having to pick and choose what we want?
I think there's been some interesting things with Hulu, which is a service in the US which tries to amalgamate, you know, a number of elements in terms of content, and also brings in live free-to-air television as part of that. So we might see that sort of happen. But we're definitely going to see fragmentation for some time. We're seeing Disney sort of break away from Netflix and other services and basically create its own service. And we're going to see that from a number of distributors, and that's going to be for the next few years. And then after that, we might start to see that amalgamation between services.
Well, I mean, I guess we just need to get used to the saying Disney and chill instead of Netflix and chill now, I guess. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.